If we don't have a problem with the next door neighbor, do we have a problem? Because I know we're not going to have a problem with her. She wants to do the same thing.
You could force them into the circle that way. Put a barrier there to keep them going.
Put up a couple of no parking signs on the driveway.
Yeah.
So they'd have to come up the circle drive and then come around. That's what they'd have to do.
Valet parking, maybe.
Valet park.
Turn your front yard into gravel yard.
Right.
What we'll do is come up with a plan to present them.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a plan to present them and start working from that. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Last concept we've got is Branson Cedars Resort.
It's case number 1929. Applicant Michael Himes is seeking planning commission plat approval on phase four Oakmont Hills, which is 15 lots, as well as 8 other lots on the Branson Cedars Resort property located at 769 State Highway 86, Ridgedale, Missouri. So in your packet, you would have received this sketch plat. It consists of 14 lots. These lots here are already platted and have been amended. And then there's one single lot, which is lot 15. The original plat of phase 3 shows those lots that I just showed that were amended right here. And then that other lot's in this area right here. But then on the other plat for the 8K, I don't have any lots. Did you get my email, Michael?
Yeah. Okay. Eddie Wolf's working on that. I'll have it before probably the end of the week. They're all 8,000 square foot.
Okay.
Or large.
Yeah. But I haven't received a sketch plan of those lots to review. And just some of the photos. This would be where the cabins would go. Zoomed out just a little bit farther. And then this is looking to where the other lots would locate. So what we're tasked with is, just in the sketch plan, looking at our subdivision regulations. A few things, unless you want to address the applicant, have any questions for him. Or I can go through my list that I'd made.
Let's go through your list,
okay.
I think, and then we can address
some of the things that we'll need to address. Let me jump over here and get to the property. So the Tranquility Group property, here's our two entrances off of 86 Highway. As we come in and I looked at some of the old decision of records in the past, this was planned as a condo-style development, which a whole bunch of different condominiums. There's 3 different decision of records that talked about condominiums and 10-story high-rise condos. But then in about 2007, these lots were presented and platted. Of course, Bob separated the subdivision regs out of our regs in 2012, I believe, is when they were signed. So some of the things that we have to look at, of course, is access, because now we're doing new lots. Now, these have been amended, but now we're going to add these new lots here, one here, and then these 8 cabins over here. So we have to establish access, which is right now by a written easement that I happened to be out there one time and saw the easement this did not follow the road. That's the only access to this back here is a written easement, which I could have mapping map for us. But then we'll need a 50-foot road right-of-way platted to get back here to these new lots. And, Michael, one of the issues here is going to be that right in the front, you can see your stairway that comes off your treehouse.
Right.
Between it and the MoDOT, it's only 40 feet.
Okay.
So we're going to have an issue of getting a 50-foot road right-of-way platted to get through here. And I assume that you'd want to follow the road, not the easement. Because I remember there being a stake right in the middle of that green that was the center line of the road easement.
Yeah, prior to us owning the property, whether
right.
it was
the
Tim
road
Friend,
just didn't get built for the easement.
Nope, a lot
which
of
in condo
there,
style dude. Ownership, I mean, so basically the access to that property goes right down in through here and
right.
somewhere around. We'd have to map it.
And I think part of the reason was when they platted it, they assumed the grade was the same, but that actual, where that little green is, there's a big, huge holler. So it was obviously a lot easier to build up on the flat part. I think that's probably what happened.
Well, yeah, the road got built where it's the easiest.
So there's no easement to this property?
Well, there is only an easement, 50-foot wide easement that tracks right through here somewhere, like clips the cabin and goes right through that green. It's not where this is.
Which we have no intention of building along that anyway. So if you needed a 50-foot right-of-way the whole way, we're fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it has to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In essence, what we're trying to build on the fairways. What used to be the Oakmont Hills Golf Course, now I'm taking advantage of actually constructing on the fairways. Partially.
Yeah. And then what you'll have to look at, too, reading the subdivision regs today, is with these new lots and then potential future lots, because I'm assuming that he wants to be successful and have these lots go. So now we're going to want lots down this side. And I mean, I would. So now we got to think of, do we need to leave an opening here for a road or how's the terrain?
Can I point what we're
you
planning?
Can point up there any place. Yeah.
We also own this 48 acres back here. And Scott's correct. Off of this road, right here is where we're planning 8 2-bedroom and 4-bedroom. Then the second fairway, Scott's correct, we plan to build at least 6, maybe 7. Again, there's a big holler right there, which we don't want to fill in the building. But then our other plan is to run tree houses, which is really what we're planning to build mostly, back in this 48 acres. We're pretty much going to not build on the rest of this property. We want to leave the green belt in the front. We will finish out the three other tree houses along here and some additional cottages along this end. The bungalows and everything will be in this fairway, but pretty much our growth is here. So our plan is to come off of this with a new road, which would literally then reconnect and make a single U-shape, so Jim Single would be happy to know dead-end roads, you don't have to have a cul-de-sac, and then provide basically the rest of our growth in this 48.
So you're doing what I was alluding to. You're not cutting your access off to your future development.
No.
Okay, very good.
And these are all going to be nightly rentals?
Yes, sir. And again, I know this issue with people in residences, this entire resort is all nightly rental. Even the people who own the pre-existing cabins, they own them for nightly rental. So the good news is we don't have anybody that's upset about neighborhoods, luckily.
Are you trying to put together a master plan at this point?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's kind of like what our next growth factor is. We've been waiting for the sewer line for Turkey Creek, and I talk to Brad probably once a month. Hey, how are we getting closer? And 2021 is still the tentative date, and we get it. So what we've been waiting on is the ability to expand this. So what I've done is I've added a new wet well, basically on DNR's approval, and the sewer board, John Suti and Brad, and Scott's aware of it, so that I can basically build over the next couple years. And then our plan is to put in a lift station attached to the Tower Road section that Johnny put in and then head it straight to Hollister with the rest of it. So our plan is to, in essence, try to build about 20 units a year for the next 5 years. We don't intend to do high-rises. That was something that the Bradfords had in mind. All we want are 2-bedroom, 4-bedroom, and tree houses, then bungalows. That's it.
Has the main entrance to the up there been approved by MoDOT for that amount of homes?
That's a question I've never been asked. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm assuming that because this was already a subdivision, Oakmont Hills phase, whatever, that main entrance, in fact, actually, there used to be three entrances. And we filled one in because we thought it was really dangerous because they were just so close and it was on a blind part of the hill. But as far as I'm aware, other than off Jones Road, which is the other access we have to the other half of the property, that's the only entrance we know about. So
I would give it him, Dusty.
I will. I've never been asked that, and that you're right.
And before we could issue a building permit, he would have to have an okay for sewer.
Well, part of this approval process, he'll do an engineer report, which will include the stormwater drainage. His water supplier, will need phone and address in case we need to call him. Natural gas, if it's available. Electric supplier to call, just for capacity.
Right.
Telephone, cable, any other utilities. Wastewater, we would just need something from MDNR. I mean, his engineer will know what to get on it.
Sure.
Traffic analysis and street capacities, which will hit Devin's deal with his engineer. It'll be, is the driveway wide enough or need change? Yeah.
MoDOT.
Yeah, that's MoDOT. So the only other question I have, too, one of them is these streets in here were private?
Everything's private, yeah.
So if you plat these according to our subdivision regulations now and you want to leave this one private?
Yes.
Okay, you'll need to bring a set of restrictive covenants that explains how you're going to collect monies and maintain, which our attorney will review, but
right,
something that will guarantee that road will be maintained because it's not going to be turned over to the county. Or,
correct.
So there'll be something with recording that one, which to record that one, you'll have to record the other ones in behind that one because
yeah,
they don't have access.
Would it be easier if I do it for all of the road systems planned in future? Just submit it as an actual, these are our plans for all
roads?
Well,
if you have that restrictive covenant, then you can attach it to them as you do it. Because it'll have to attach to a specific piece of earth, that legal description. So whenever you do the other ones, then you can do
sure.
It. Yeah.
Be happy to.
So anything else to add? That was pretty detailed conversation right there.
No, sir. Scott handles everything. I always ask him what do I need to do, and he tells me, and then we do it. So
I did have one more thing.
Sure.
I'm glad I made all my notes. Your storage buildings.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to that one. There we go. And I remember talking to you, but I've talked to so many people about different things. Were these like mini storage to be
rented
out? Those
we're growing, and with growth comes crap. And we are out of space in our existing building to where we want to add two storage buildings, one 2,400 square foot and one 4,000 square foot. They're simple pole barn buildings. They'll have one roll-up door, a couple metal doors, some glazing, and that's it.
Okay, I couldn't remember because I've talked to two other people about mini storage. And
no.
If you strictly needed that, you'd need to add it to your
No mini storage, strictly our own use storage.
You can build those. And you're not going to lot around those. You're just going to leave them on Tranquility property?
Actually, I'm lotting around everything because the bank likes it that way. Guarantee Bank has been with us since the beginning, and whenever we build something, they like a lot around it so they can attach it as an asset. So for whatever reason, Lance always tells me straight up, Mike, it's in case you guys go under, we got to get rid of this property. We can say, here's X amount of cabins that you own, here's X amount of commercial, and that kind of stuff.
So that'll have to have some kind of access to it. With the,
yeah.
Eddie will know on the plat.
Right.
Too. So, okay.
Yeah, and Eddie's hand, Roselle did first, the first ones, and Eddie Wolf's been doing the other ones.
So my point is you won't need to seek approval for those buildings since they're your own use.
Thank you.
Anything else? Appreciate your patience this evening.
You. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. Under old and new business, we've got Appendix X Medical Marijuana.
So since I gave that to you in your packet, I have actually, when I showed the, and you guys, I can send these to you anytime, but the state's, I'm sure Randy's familiar with them, but the state's health department's guidelines right here like this, and I can email them to anybody